Yes, good morning to you all. This is Daniel King again on the Daily Inspiration. I'd like to bless everyone who called in. Thank you for seeking the Lord. I would like to speak some more this morning on being filled with the Holy Ghost and the need for that. And the need for God's Word to be published. I would like to start out with Romans 8, where it talks about receiving God's Spirit. It says, Romans 8, verse 14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together." So it's saying there that, as was talked about yesterday morning, I think it was about the God giving us his divine nature. And so there is a transforming work done in our hearts at the time of conversion, at the time of being born again, when our sins are blotted out. And we are clothed with the cloak of righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ. We are clothed with his righteousness, and our many sins and our vast list of offenses towards God are all covered by the blood. When that happens, there is God imparts his divine nature into our hearts, into the very center of our being. And therefore, our actions, our thoughts, and our desires change. And so, here is just another witness and confirmation of that. Because there is God's Spirit that comes into man. And that Spirit is the same Spirit that allows us and gives us the privilege to say, Abba, Father. Because when that transformation is done, we then become and are the sons of God. That is why our heart cries, at that point, our heart cries, Abba, Father. And we can think of God as a father, a loving father who cares for us and has our best interests in mind and protects us and leads us on this way of life. So that is why the spirit of bondage, again, to fear, is gone, because we trust our Heavenly Father. And we know that his kingdom endureth forever. And we know that there is no kingdom, there is nothing that will rise up against our Heavenly Father and win. We know that any thing that opposes itself against God will not prosper. So if we are on God's side, we have nothing to fear. If we are on God's side and have been released from the captivity of sin and guilt and fear and doubt, depression, despair, helplessness, we have been delivered from that bondage. So we are not the slaves anymore to this world, but we have delivered and been released and are now living free from fear. So that is how this verse here, for we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We are adopted into his family. And then, this is the verse I'd like to point out. The spirit itself, if you'll notice here in the English, the spirit here is in capital S, and this is Romans 8, verse 16. The Spirit, capital S, beareth, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit, small s, that we are the children of God. And so, what I'd like to point out here is that when the Holy Spirit comes down from heaven and settles and resides in our hearts, when this transformation is done, and when his divine nature is imparted into us, and when this fear is taken away, then the spirit that is now living within us, that has not lived within us before, but is now living within us, confirms to us, to our spirit, to our personal soul or being, our mind, that we are the children of God. So it's not something that we're just persuading ourselves of, but there is a spirit apart from us who is confirming and encouraging us that we are the children of God. And so therefore we know it's not just something that we are imagining, because it's another person in a sense telling it to us. It's not just us talking to ourselves, but rather there's a being outside of ourselves who is talking to us and encouraging us that yes, this is truly, you are a child of God. And that is, in a sense, what we would call the assurance of salvation. When we have that confirmation in our hearts that all is well with our soul, and that we need not fear at the return of Christ. As a matter of fact, when that happens, we then long for the return of Christ and look forward to that day, as it says in Peter, that not only Peter is talking about how he knows that when Christ returns, that he will go home to be with him in glory. And then he says, but not only me, but to all those that love his appearing. I think that's Peter. It might be Paul, but I'm thinking it's Peter that was saying that. So it's saying that all those who are looking forward, and that's not just something that we try to convince ourselves to look forward to Jesus Christ and then we're saved. That's not salvation. It's just saying that those that have been redeemed will be looking forward to the coming of Christ. And with that overflowing, I would just like to conclude here this morning and read something in Luke, something that has inspired me over the time that we were hearing a lot about the birth of Christ, when the angels came to the shepherds and they experienced many marvelous things. They experienced seeing an angel out there in their fields as they were watching their sheep. And the angel told them many marvelous things, many great things that had happened about a child being born and where they would find him. And the angel said, "I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Finally, after 4,000 long years, God has visited his people with a Savior. And that was a time of great rejoicing. And then the shepherds also witnessed after that. They witnessed a host of angelic beings, a host of angels that filled the heavens. And they were praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And then they went away. And this experience was quite an experience for the shepherds. And then it says, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And here's the verse that I'd like to point out. "And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at these things which were told them by the shepherds." So it appears like these shepherds not only went to see the child, but they also made known abroad everywhere they went. They would make known until most of the people around them heard and were made known as to what had happened. And my point here this morning is that when we experience marvelous things, if there's a great longing in our heart, and then we experience that longing to be fulfilled, there is in a sense an unquenchable desire to tell others about it. And even though I don't know how to balance that all with the other duties of life, but I do know that God is glorified when we do that. God is glorified and pleased when we make known abroad the things that we have seen and heard through the working of Jesus coming, in a sense, to our world or to our heart or to our life. God bless you this morning. If you desire to leave a message, press 099. And then just follow the instructions. You need to press 1 after you leave the message in order to save the message. You have the option of pressing 1 to save it and 2 to listen to it after you record it, and then 3 to re-record. So just press 1 after you're done leaving your message. God bless you.